So I'm Kyle Hagerman. I'm a junior in at PHS, and I'm also a part of the LeConte survey team.
Tell me about it this year. How did it go?
This year we had great weather to get out by the glacier, and we surveyed without any hitches really. We got up there, set up our theodolites fairly quickly, and shot some angles.
You had enough points out there, or?
Yeah, I think how many did we get, guys?
14. I think we got
About
14.
we got 14 points this year, so we did fairly well. We lost one due to a calving event, but we were still able to survey a couple feet in front of the glacier and catch the angle on the north side.
I'm Cynthia Bennett. I'm a senior at PHS.
Okay, and your first time going out to Lakani?
No, this is my second year. I went last year as well.
Would you describe it for people out there in Radio Land have not gone on this trip, so they can't really imagine what it's like, but you're helicoptered up onto the side of the mountain basically.
The south side leaves earlier in the morning. They take a skiff over to the beach, and then the north side, we meet up at Temsco and we fly to the north side, and then the helicopter flies down to the beach and picks up the south side and brings them to the south side, and then he flies back over to the north side.
And what does it look like from up there?
It's a totally different aspect. From being on the south side and the north side, you can see from different sides, but he actually flies pretty close and he gets right up in there, so you can see it from all the angles, kind of above and right up at the front.
How about the surveying work? You had to work a long time to get figure out how to do that and train for that as well. Or?
Yeah, we have to train for a full year before we can actually go. So I trained all my sophomore year and then all of my junior year, and I was able to go May of my junior year.
And that's when we see the students out in the streets with the surveying equipment, right?
Yeah, we
Okay.
pick points on the street in practice.
Okay. I'm Sierra Struli, and I'm a senior at PHS.
Okay. Tell me about the experiences here of surveying.
I thought it was a really great experience. The glacier was super active this year, so it was kind of a race to for the south side to go over to the north side and describe the points, and us to get the measurement before it fell off of the glacier.
You went out there about the same time as you have been going other years, or?
Yeah, probably a week or so different. This year was just a lot busier, but it was about the same, and we had really nice weather again, so.
And had you been out there to see the face before, or?
Yeah, this was my second trip. I went last year, so I went my junior year too.
Okay. And were you on the same side this year?
No, I was on the south side my junior year, and this year I was on the north side. So it was a lot different aspect of the glacier, you could say. The north side is like a 1,000-foot cliff that you stand on, and so you get kind of a bird's eye view of the glacier, whereas the south side, you're kind of looking up at it, and you don't get to see as much of it.
The scale of it in that valley is pretty overwhelming.
It's like, I think it's 1,000-foot face of ice, and there's 800 of it underwater, and 200 of it is above water. So there was a lot to look at.
Did you notice any real changes this year?
It looked, I thought, pretty much the same. It was just, I noticed it was a lot more active this year than it has been last year.
Lot more pieces coming off and.
Yeah, and then it was just more of like crunch time to get everything done, I felt like.
My name's Shaylee Dahl, and I'm a junior at PHS.
Okay, your first time going out there then?
Yeah, I trained my sophomore year, and then I got to go this year, so.
What did you think of it?
it was really cool. It was definitely a different perspective of the glacier, because I've gone out a few times just in a skiff, but I was on the north side, so you're up pretty high looking at it from a different viewpoint.
Is it difficult, all the training and getting ready to do this and going out there?
It's not necessarily difficult, you know. Every Wednesday we meet at lunch and just practice shooting angles, and then you go out on the one day, and then you have the math night. So it's just a little bit of a time commitment, but it's not too bad.
Definitely worth it.
Yes, definitely. It's a really cool experience, and not many people can say that they've done this, so.
Hi, I'm Diane Murph. I'm a senior at PHS.
And you have a second year for going out there? Or?
This is actually my first. I applied my junior year, so I spent all of last year practicing, and this year I got the opportunity to survey.
How was the experience for you?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. Beautiful up there. It's really hard, though, to keep yourself concentrated on your work because you're just kind of in awe.
Yeah. And you're with a couple other students at your point, writing down numbers and.
Yes, I was on the south side with Fran Abbott and Kyle Hegerman. And we then flew over to the north side and pointed out our points to them.
Okay. What are the challenges that you face when you get up there, set up the equipment, and need to find those spots? It's finding points on the ice, which is kind of difficult, right?
Well, you've actually, yes, that's a good point. Because all ice begins to start looking the same. You kind of base it off of the shadows, but then once you go over to the north side and you try to again point out your points, it's harder because it's obviously from a different viewpoint, and also from the fact that it is calving as you go through this. So a point that you thought was there might be gone, or it's just a different shadows now because it's all ice.
That shadow that looks like a face is no longer there.
We had to have really descriptive. we had one, you know, like mama iceberg, baby iceberg, very descriptive. But then you go over the other side, and it all begins to blend together.
So I'm Vic Troutman. I am the coordinator for the LeConte survey team. The actual survey was started in 1983, which is 31 years ago, by Paul Bowen, and I cannot believe you could find a high school that has any kind of extra program running for 31 years. So when Paul Bowen designed this, he designed something that's going to last a long time. And what you need to do then is to recognize the school district, because they put some of this bill, and to recognize TEMSCO, who does a lot of pro bono work for us. And then you got to look at the students. You know, as a high school student, lunch is probably your most important time of the day. These students give up every Wednesday lunch for the whole year to practice, so that they, when they get over to LeConte, they know what they're doing and have very, very few problems of, oh, I can't do it because I'm too busy. They definitely dedicate themselves to it. And that, as a teacher, impresses me, their dedication.
What were your impressions going out there this year? Any big differences that you saw just observationally?
I take a picture from the exact same spot every year. And I put it on our webpage, and when you start paging through it, you'll notice the two anchor sides haven't changed. Not in the last, since about 1990, maybe 99 or 2000. It's basically, now the center moves a little faster, so that comes out some years, back some years. But literally, I won't expect too much of a change.